This is Tactical Advantage with John Register, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Tactical Advantage brings news, information, and resources to military-connected people of color throughout the Pikes Peak region. Now, here's your host, John Register.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Mike Lewis filling in for John Register on this episode of Tactical Advantage. We're midway through August, and another day of learning awakes us all. And we always want to thank Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center for bringing the great information that we hear each and every week on Tactical Advantage, sponsored by Medicare Mentors, Star Dental Institute, and the Wirenut Home Services. Today, our focus is going to be on jobs, career transitions, and the programs that assist veterans and their spouses. Guests today include Elijah Best with VetBoss, Katrina Lusk, partner with Onward to Opportunity, and Ashley Hardy, peer navigator at Mount Carmel in the Mill Spouse Program for Transition and Employment. So let's get started on Tactical Advantage with our first guest, Ashley Hardy. Ashley, it's great to have you here, and you're a peer navigator with Mount Carmel, and you're also with the Mill Spouse Program. Let's go ahead and begin by telling people, if they're unfamiliar, what is Mill Spouse?
Thank you for having me. I am a Mill Spouse as well. My husband is active duty here at Fort Carson. The Mill Spouse Program at Mount Carmel, it focuses on getting those spouses back to work. It's focused on getting them certifications, if they meet the criteria, get certifications paid for them. But the focus is getting them back to work, because sometimes we just get so pushed in the background. Like if we stay at home, not saying if we don't stay at home, that's not okay, but some spouses do want to continue to work as we move every 3 to 4 years. So it focuses on the spouses, getting them back to work, job coaching, interviewing skills, resume suggesting. So just getting them back to work and having the great tools to help get the spouses back to work.
And you mentioned about moving every 3-4 years, depending on what the member is doing for the military, of course, but that is so different than what other spouses of civilians are going through, because they're moving different parts of the country. Sometimes they're changing countries if they go overseas.
Right.
So for a career progression, that can be very challenging, can't it?
Yes, it can. Like for myself, I like to always give my example of me. I was actually a federal employee in Hawaii before we PCS here in December 2019. So I could never get back in the federal system. Some people say it's easy to get back in, but it wasn't easy for me. I had interview after interview. I had my transfer paperwork, but I'm learning so much here at Mount Carmel. So we'll see what the next duty station holds for me. But for right now, I'm at Mount Carmel. I love it, but it is hard transitioning as well, every 3 to 4 years being a spouse.
It is. And the nice thing about Mount Carmel, of course, is there are so many different areas that you can assist the military spouse, not only in interviewing skills, but what jobs are open in the Colorado Springs area.
Oh, yes, we get those as well. Thank you for saying that. We get the referrals in daily. What I like to do for my clients, I send out a distro list every Friday with the employees that are actually hiring in the area. So yes, I send out that distro list to my clients, and sometimes whenever we have job fairs, they come directly up to my desk and say, hey, do you have this resume that I'm looking for? Do you have this resume with these type of skills, what I'm looking for? So yes, I send out that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But also, I think it's very important to let military spouses know too, when they're working with you, the employer that they may be going to interview with understands, I may only have this employee for a couple of years because they're married to a member of the military.
Right.
But they know that and they accept that going in.
Right. That is correct. So yes, most of the employees that we are connected with, they know that these are spouses. They know that we may not be here next year. They may know that we may not be here for the next 6 months. But I would like to also say, if you I have a few of my clients, they actually got hired because they were clients of Mount Carmel. So it's just networking and connecting.
Terrific. Well, how busy would you say you are in Mill Spouse?
I would say for the last couple of weeks, I've received 9 clients for this about 2 weeks. I received 9 clients that are interested in the program. Within the last 2 weeks, 2 spouses receive employment. So on the weekly base, I try to follow up between 15 to 20 clients a week. So we're very busy. We stay busy. I like being busy. So yes, very busy. Like I said, it varies, but I know within the last 2 weeks I had 9 clients that are interested, that actually did the paperwork, that is interested in the military spouse program, and 2 of those 9 received jobs, and then I do the follow-ups.
Now, we know that Mount Carmel, the main office, is on the west side of Colorado Springs at 530 Communication Circle off 8th Street, but there is also a location on Fort Carson, is that correct?
That is correct. We do have a building there, an office there, at the SFL Tap building. It's right across the street from Carson Middle School. It is an older building, so I don't know the address, but I know it's right across from Carson Middle, located in the SFL Tap building.
Okay, so it does make it convenient for those folks who are living on post or transitioning.
Right, transitioning, yes. That
terrific.
Is correct.
Well, you brought up transition, so let's go ahead and kind of go continue down that line then. What kind of programs and or activities are available in the transition and employment department to help military members and their spouses?
Okay, so we have all type of programs. So first thing is first, we have the transition employment. That's where you meet me for the spouses, helping the spouses get back to work. We also have peer navigators for the veterans. We have co-workers. I have co-workers that work with veterans 18 to 2 years on now. I think that's correct. And then we have peer navigators that work with veterans 2 years and on out. So we do have those services as well for veterans and the spouses, of course, for me with the military spouse program. We have behavioral health services. We have counselors on staff. We have group sessions. We have the therapy group sessions. Mm-hmm. We have the art classes, Tai Chi classes. We have Bible study on Tuesdays. We have yoga, spiritual connections. And then you can find all these groups at veteranscenter.org on our calendar.
Well, you guys are staying busy, and that's terrific. All these programs that are there to help the military and, mm-hmm. since you're with MIL spouse, the spouses
right.
of the member.
Oh, and also dependents. I can help dependents as well between 18 and 26 years old.
Oh, terrific. Mm-hmm. Because they, you know what? They go through some of the same things, too. They've been moving
right.
with the family
right.
every time the member
right.
gets stationed. So, mm-hmm. you know, speaking for myself, my dad was at Air Force, but I can just relate to this. We moved every couple of mm-hmm. years. So the friends that I had in first and second grade, I have no idea where they are
right.
now because we kept moving.
Right.
But it's a unique environment, and I'm so glad that Mount Carmel is there to help.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What are some of the greatest challenges you see or hear about when you're working with military veterans and their spouses?
One of the greatest challenges that I hear is employment, being getting that job, getting that career type of job. As far as myself, I know when I move every couple of years, it's like, oh man, I got to give up my great job that I have. Mm. And also childcare. Childcare is a big thing with the spouses that are ready to get back to work but can't really get back to work because the childcare list is so long on base and off base. I went through that situation. I have 3 children, 12 years old, 5-year-old, and 18 months old. So for me, it was very hard finding childcare for my 2 little ones because my oldest one, he was already in school, but it was just very hard to find childcare for the little ones. And then for my veterans, transitioning, I hear it all the time. They're scared. Some of the veterans, they've been in since 20 plus years. So they've been in since they've been 18, right out of high school. Mm-hmm. So they're scared. They don't know what to do. The anxiety kicks in. Some of them don't really know what a resume is because they didn't have to do a resume 20 years ago when they went into the military. So I would say just transitioning, looking for that job, and then childcare.
You mentioned resume. Let's go back to that real quick. Even if you did a resume, let's say 10, 15 years ago, my understanding is the way resumes are done today in 2021 is really changed
right.
and different.
It has changed, yes. Right now, I know from sitting in different networking events, sitting in different classes, resumes, the recruiters are only looking for 1 to 2 page resumes. They're not going back 10 plus years like they used to. Right now, they're looking for only the 10 current years. the resumes. They don't want the resumes to be over 2 pages long. So those are some key points. And then also, you will want to use the keywords now. They're telling you to tailor your resume for the job description. Mm-hmm. Use the keywords. So keywords are very important on resumes.
So if they're looking for a... let's say a communication specialist, you want to put communication specialist in the resume.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. So keywords, you have to tailor that resume. It's about tailoring that resume for that job description. That is correct.
And I was going to say Mount Carmel will help you to do that tailoring.
I would help you, yes. Come on down. I would help the spouses, yes.
What are the ways Mount Carmel doing to outreach to the community to let folks know that you're there to help?
Okay, we have different hiring events coming up, and I have that information with me. Mm-hmm. So we have different hiring events. We have a office located on SFL Tap on Fort Carson. We follow up with our clients. Once you become a client of mine and once you become a client of the different peer navigators, we do a 30-day follow-up, a 90-day follow-up, and a 180-day follow-up. So we just want to check that process, how everything is going with the job search. If you encounter any type of barriers, we're there to help. We're here to help with the mock interviews. Mm-hmm. And we do really a lot of outreach programs. We also have a lot of events at Mount Carmel as well, and I have that information.
What experience have you seen when you talk to employers that are looking for people to hire when it comes to military, the background the military provides when you're in the military, those skills that transfer into being a civilian?
They want to see dedication. They want to see great communication skills. They want to see discipline. They want to know that you are disciplined, that you're going to show up on time. They want to see that you're punctual. So, yeah, they're looking for those skills. They know that you've been in the military, so they know that you are disciplined. They know that you show up on time because you have to show up on time for PT and, you know, for your work during the day. So they just want to know that you're punctual. They want to know that you have great communication skills. So, yeah, those are some key things that they're looking for.
So the military does provide some key things.
That is correct.
That if you haven't been in the military, you didn't learn.
Right.
So that's terrific.
Right.
Well, so let's anything else you'd like to share with those who are listening right now about Mount Carmel and how that so many services are there for the asking, and most of those services, correct me if I'm wrong, are free.
Most of them are. I know the behavioral health, they have their income scale. I'm not for sure what the income scale is. I know it is they do it on income base, but most of these services are free. That is correct. I know the services that I provide and the services that the peer navigator provide to the veterans are free. And then the certifications, like, just come to me if you need certifications. If you meet that criteria, I can help you get certifications paid for. We have the funds available, so please just come out and just contact me. We're here. So I'm this is what I like doing. So I'm here for it.
That's terrific. And I have seen certain jobs that say they want this certificate or something. So again, you can help spouses and active duty people who are transitioning get those certificates.
Right, if they meet the criteria. Yes, it is a criteria that they have to meet. We have different grants and different funding grants available.
Well, that's terrific, though. But take advantage of that. Visit Mount Carmel. Now, what's the phone number if someone wants to call and reach you?
719-772-7000. So that is our front desk office, the front desk. So if you let them know that you want to reach Ashley, let them know. They can forward the phone call. If you want to reach behavioral health, they can forward the phone call.
That's terrific.
Yes.
Now, we've had a great conversation with you, Ashley. I have to ask you that I understand there's something very unique that you've done. We call this our fun facts.
Yes.
When we talk to guests, tell us what you did when you were in high school.
When I was in high school, I played in the Black History program, and I was Dorothy Dandridge. If you look her up, she was one of the first African-American to perform at the Waldorf for Astoria in New York, and I happened to play her in the Black History program.
Well, terrific.
Yes.
That sounds like it is a fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
Now, have you done any other plays since then?
I have not. So no, that was like kind of one and done, but I really enjoyed it. I know whenever I do go back home, to Brunswick, Georgia, which is my home. The lady who put on the program, she was like, Dorothy, she'll see me. She was like, Dorothy, say your speech. And it'll just come to me. Like, she'll see me in Walmart or Winn-Dixie or, you know, the pharmacy. She'll say, Dorothy, say your speech. And I will just say it just like that. Yes, Miss Ford. Yes, Miss Ford. I love her.
I'm glad that you still had that fact and you still are able to remember that. It's the fun things and we've sometimes earlier in our life that we still go back to and remember.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you, Ashley, for spending time with us.
Right.
I can't overemphasize to those folks who are listening, Mount Carmel is really there to help the veterans. And what a great community. We have so many veterans. And you don't, by the way, have to be stationed on Fort Carson to take advantage of the services. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure folks know that.
Right.
You know, we've got Air Force. We've got Navy. We've got Marines. We've got it all here.
That is correct.
Space Force now, too.
Right. That is correct.
Well, it's been nice meeting you. And again, would you like to just go ahead and summarize some of the services for folks one more time, please?
Yes, I would like to add that we have a few events coming up at Mount Carmel,
please.
If I can add.
Absolutely.
We have a Create Your Best Resume coming up at August 25th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. here at Mount Carmel. It's 530 Communication Circle. So if you don't have a resume, that's fine. We like to work from scratch. But if you do have a resume, we like to help as well. And then we have a hiring event that's coming up, a manufacturing and food service hiring event, August 17th. That'll be on a Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your resume. This is on-site interviews. They're hiring. Also, we have a LinkedIn for the veterans. I think that you can bring your spouses as well. This is August 19th from 1400 to 1600, hosted by Nikki. So she'll go over some LinkedIn information for you. And then we also have Prep Connect coming up. That class is so amazing. I took that class myself. It's like SFL TAP times 10. So we have that. This is a free day advance job seeking workshop. It just dives right into those mock interviews, that resume, personality test. A great class. It's from September 13th through the 17th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. at Mount Carmel.
So a lot of fun things coming up.
Yes.
And to help people, want to end by asking you this. I keep seeing the stories in the news and things that there are a lot of job openings out there that employers are having some difficulty, depending on the field, getting people to fill. So you can find employment. You just have to make sure you get the right skill set.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is correct. You have to make sure you have the right skill set. And if you don't have that skill set, if it's something that you are interested in, we have internships, we have volunteer opportunities at Mount Carmel. That was something I forgot to mention. Volunteer services, internships as well, and then those certifications. Let's get certified. Let's get those certifications. Let's get it on that resume. So, yes, we are here to help.
Boy, volunteering and internshipping, that way you can go into an employer and show them what you have to offer.
Right.
And then you do such a good job, they want to bring you on the team.
Right. That is correct. Oh. We have a lot to offer at Mount Carmel, yes.
All right. Well, Ashley Hardy, again, it was a pleasure to meet
you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And I'm filling in for John Register today, but I'm glad I was able to connect with you. You're welcome. And I just can't overemphasize, get in touch with Ashley. She'll help you take the next step in your career.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, good to see you again. We will continue in just a couple of moments on Tactical Advantage. I'm Mike Lewis in for John Register.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And welcome back to Tactical Advantage. I'm Mike Lewis in for John Register. It's great to be here, and I'd like to welcome in our next guest in this next segment, Katrina Lusk. You are with Onward to Opportunity, and you are helping with the MilSpouse program at Mount Carmel. It's great to see you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Well, before we dive into some of the details, I want to find out, what is Onward to Opportunity? Please give us the facts.
All right. That's a great rundown. Here is going to be Onward to Opportunity is a nonprofit organization run through the Institute for Veterans and Military Families out of Syracuse University in New York. Our primary purpose is to advance the post-service lives of America's military-connected families to include military spouses, that transitioning service member, and veterans. Our impact full goal that we have is to connect those people to meaningful employment after their separation, or if you're a spouse, help ease that transition from location to location and make sure that you're in those good career fields.
Yeah, our previous guest, Ashley, was talking about the military spouse, the unique situation they find themselves in with a member, especially if the member has been in, you know, maybe at making a career 20 years or more, that they're moving every couple of years. So having a civilian career makes it tough because they move, they have to start over again, move and start over again. So it sounds like you've got a great program to help them.
Yeah, we do. So at Onward to Opportunity, we really assist those spouses and transitioning service members with a career workshop to get them connected into the community, meet those professional organizations that are going to assist them with their career path. We can provide them one free certification in over 30 top paying career fields. And then we assist connecting them to employers, military friendly employers who are looking to hire those transitioning service members, veterans, or military spouses. So we partner really nicely with the programs over at Mount Carmel in that we refer to each other often. If they get a spouse that comes in that needs that certification, they can send them our way. And then vice versa, if we have a spouse or service member that needs additional services that O2O specifically doesn't offer, then we can refer back to our community partners such as Mount Carmel.
Now, if someone wants to reach out and take advantage of your services, Katrina, do they go through Mount Carmel to get to you? Are you located, I guess the bigger question is, I was wondering, are you located at Mount Carmel's campus?
So Onward to Opportunity does not have an office on Mount Carmel. Okay. Our physical location in the Colorado Springs area is on Fort Carson. Okay. However, we do sit on resource panels at Mount Carmel and work closely with them in that aspect. The best way for anyone who wants to participate in Onward to Opportunity to get in touch with us is to go straight to our website, which is onward2opportunity.com, and it will take you right to our website, and you can review everything we offer there and see our Get Started button where you can complete the interest form.
What if someone, a MilSpouse, perhaps is thinking about starting their own business? They want to be an entrepreneur. Can you help them with that?
Yeah, absolutely. The IVMF has an entire arsenal of entrepreneurial programs, and the arsenal is our acronym that we use for that. So there are lots of different boot camps and training classes that will take you from, ideation to inception all the way through to growth and maintenance of your business. And the best way to get in touch with that is just, again, look at the IVMF's website, and you can see all of those programs outlaid there in the arsenal that we have.
Well, I have to tell you, you're working with military. The word arsenal, I think it's very appropriate. It works perfectly. Well, tell me, Katrina, how did you get in this type of work with O2O? What drew you to it?
So as a military spouse myself, just having the personal experience of trying to get educated, trying to find new jobs, having to integrate into new communities where you might not even know one single soul, and having to reinvent yourself multiple times, it was natural for me to fall into this kind of work. I also really make an effort to improve everywhere that I am, leave it better than I found it, make a difference for the people that I meet. And so assisting with the career paths, it's impactful work, and it's natural for me because I've been there.
Well, I was going to say, you've walked the walk, so to speak, and now you can talk the talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great. Well, as a military spouse, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced, if you don't mind sharing?
So I was a young military spouse starting out in my husband's career. We were very young when we got married. Mm-hmm. And it was finding educational opportunities that aligned to career fields mm-hmm. that were transferable across the board. You know, when we lived in remote locations where there weren't necessarily a lot of jobs available or jobs that were in my career field. Mm-hmm. So that was a definite mm-hmm. challenge. And then really having to reintegrate every time, moving to a new location, your family and your service member's career becomes a priority of what you're doing. So you put yourself on pause mm-hmm. to get everybody reestablished in schools, get your service member, you know, solidly into their unit and everything comfortable where they're not worrying about the family, but they can focus on their, you know, their service. Right. And then you can take a step back and focus on yourself and get your career going again. So those breaks mm. in the resume can be a bit of a hurdle to get beyond. So I would say that definitely is one of the biggest challenges that I experienced.
And I would imagine a lot of military spouses, especially post 9/11, we've seen deployment after deployment after deployment of some people. So when the spouse is deployed, that becomes another unique challenge that the spouse who's staying home has to deal with if they have kids, if they're in a job, trying to maintain the household while the military member's away.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, 74% of military families have kids under 18. Hmm. So that child care and education piece for your children is a huge consideration for the military family. And usually those responsibilities does fall to the military spouse. 92% of military spouses are women. So it kind of, mm-hmm. you know, falls into that woman's realm, I suppose. But when your service member is deployed, you are, you know, single parenting, if you will, and mm-hmm. being employed, locating good childcare, and really building that network, your network of success, is a primary focus for that military spouse just to be successful and maintain a career.
Well, if an employer is listening right now and they want to recruit military spouses, what message and what information would you like to offer?
So first, I would say just do it. If you want to hire military spouses and recruit military spouses as an employer, I commend you in that effort. That is the biggest show of gratitude you can have for your military community. You know, the military community, just based on definition, are working to middle class and often rely on dual incomes. So if you're wanting to recruit those spouses, absolutely awesome. Start doing it. If you want to get after creating an affinity group for your military spouses, a lot of employers have those for their veterans, and I would encourage you to include spouses in those groups and focus on spouse-specific needs. Some of those would be, how can you be flexible with those positions? I think that's one of the biggest benefits mm-hmm. we've seen over, honestly, the global pandemic, if there could be benefits to that, is that we've proven that work can be completed and completed well in a remote capacity. So keep those points of flexibility in mind for your military spouses. I would say connect with your community resources, mm-hmm. such as your Army Community Service, your Air Force Family Readiness Centers, and other resources such as the Mount Carmel Veteran Resource Center mm-hmm. here in town. And we also have a Military Spouse Career Coalition that is run through the mayor's office. You know, connect with those local resources, find out what the best practices are from other employers who are successfully, you know, labeled as military spouse or military friendly employers, and then implement those best practices yourselves.
And you know the answer to this, but for the benefit of our audience and for the benefit of employers, why would an employer want to hire a military spouse?
So military spouses are resilient, determined, hard workers. A lot of those soft skills that we bring to the table that are really in demand. Also, military spouses typically have a lot of transferable skills due to their diverse work experiences. You know, take something from one career that you can absolutely implement into another. Mm-hmm. And we're eager to learn and ready to prove ourselves that we can do these things and we want to work. I mean, just imagine the determination that it takes to get it to a new community, integrate yourself in, meet new people, hunt down those employers that want to hire you, and find all the resources to make yourself successful in that. So that makes you a tremendous problem solver and really could implement some great solutions for any employer.
Boy, those are some great skill sets and some good reasons. You mentioned earlier a couple of questions ago that I want to go back to because I think it's important. I've heard it said many times, when you're looking for work, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So it sounds like networking is very important, and Mount Carmel and also Onward to Opportunity can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So networking is probably the best way to get to know, you know, to find a career. Mm-hmm. And I would even add that it's not necessarily who you know, but who you know that wants to help you. Mm-hmm. You can't be afraid to ask for help in these situations. And connecting with Onward to Opportunity, Mount Carmel, and other resources can absolutely help you get to those networking events. Mount Carmel typically does their veteran networking at the Red Leg Brewery, and O2O is a frequent flyer at those events. We mm-hmm. invite all of our participants to come out to those, and of course, those have been virtual networking events over the past year and a half or so, but we're going to be, you know, we're excited to get back in person on all of that. And those are great, great opportunities mm-hmm. to connect with the people who can help you.
Well, if someone wants to work with you, can you give us the path as far as, can they come directly to you, or do they go through Mount Carmel to reach you? I mean, give us an idea of how this could work, both ways, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you were to come directly to me, which would be at the onward2opportunity.com, mm-hmm. Then I can connect you directly in with the programs here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And if you're a listener that's outside of the area, I can connect you with our national resources for O2O as well. If you were to connect with Mount Carmel first and you're interested in those IT or business management certifications that are offered by O2O, Ashley or any of the peer navigators over there will connect you directly to me or to our website to connect and get enrolled into O2O.
And I just want to make sure for clarification, because we did spend a lot of time talking about military spouses, MIL spouses, the acronym, mm-hmm. but your services, are they also available for someone who is maybe on active duty, getting ready to transition? Maybe they're going to either retire or they're just leaving active duty. You can help them too, is that correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. So our eligibility is going to be that transitioning service member within that last 180 days of service. Okay. And you can retire or separate, but you do need to be anticipating that honorable discharge. Veterans with an honorable discharge in any era veteran. So it doesn't matter how long ago you separated from the military for O2O requirements. It just matters that you have that honorable discharge. And then military spouses of all of the, you know, all those categories, and military spouses regardless of that service member's transition status. So if your first day of your military service, you couldn't participate, but your spouse would be eligible to participate.
Well, that's terrific. I know Mount Carmel also helps some of the dependents, depending on ages. Do you do anything to help dependents?
Unfortunately, right okay. now, that's a resource constraint that we've had. It comes okay. up in conversation quite often, but for the time being, we can't help dependents.
Well, we understand, and there are limited resources, and again, Mount Carmel does have resources that can help dependents, because, you know, again, they're moving, like the spouse, they're moving too, and they're changing schools, they're meeting new friends, they may be changing jobs if they're in high school, things like that. So it's great that Mount Carmel does offer that help to the kids too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want to leave them behind. Well, is there anything you'd like to help us know? And as we wrap up again, there's so many resources out there. The help is there. People just need to ask and reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're an employer looking for military talent, military spouse talent, please do connect with myself. We have at the IVMF, we have an employer manager, Ken Mays, a phenomenal resource for employers to get you up on the best practices and how to connect with that almost unlimited talent pipeline of military spouses. Reach out to Mount Carmel. They work with employers as well. And both of us work with, you know, we have that talent pipeline. We have mm-hmm. those transitioning service members looking to connect with employers. We have those military spouses looking to connect with employers. So definitely reach out to us if you fall into either of those categories. If you're that MIL spouse looking for help, you know, reach out. We can assist you. And if you're that employer that wants to connect, you know, let us help connect those dots.
when you're not working on veterans issues, tell us what you do like to do for fun.
Yeah, outside of work, I think I'm still very work-focused. Mm-hmm. Everything does go to benefit the community and the people that I touch. But one side thing that's just for me is I am an avid snowboarder, and I do challenge myself to get as fast as I can get. And so I have a tracking app, and last year I was going 45 miles an hour down the mountain, and I felt pretty confident and happy about that. Like, that felt pretty fast to me. So
when you told that story, it reminded me of the euphemism. There's an app for that, so that's great to know. And you're in a good place if you like to snowboard, Colorado. It's terrific. You mentioned that your military spouse, you got married young. Any fun areas that you were stationed that you'd like to talk about, other areas of the country or the world?
Yeah, so Colorado, of course, is home. It is where, you know, we're military family, so we're not natives, but this is definitely home for us. But I would say our favorite duty station is Germany. I had so much fun there. We were stationed there twice, different times, different locations. But we definitely took advantage of all the opportunities for adventure there. Yeah. Got to take the kids to, I don't know, 20 different countries and just experience different cultures and foods. And it was really awesome. A little, you know, cherry on top of the military sundae of things that we could experience. And yeah, we had a great time.
The food. Yes. Well, we're going to leave it there. It was a pleasure to meet you, Katrina. Thank you for everything you're doing for military, their veterans, and their spouses. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thank you so much, Mike.
It was our pleasure. We'll continue with Tactical Advantage in just a couple of moments.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And Mike Lewis filling in for John Register on Tactical Advantage. And it is a pleasure to welcome in our next guest, Elijah Best. He's a veteran, and he's also going to be helping veterans launch their own businesses. Elijah, welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Well, tell me about your military career. What branch and what did you do?
Yeah, man. So I was in the Air Force. Okay. And I worked on F-16, the fighter jets, super cool. And so, yeah, that's what I did while I was in the Air Force. I was an avionics guy, so I worked on all the computer stuff, basically.
And when you went in the Air Force, was that something that you wanted to do, or did the recruiter kind of steer you in that direction?
Yeah, certainly. So I actually initially wanted to join the Marines because my friend, I wasn't necessarily a jock, but I did a lot of sports as well in high school. Mm-hmm. And so he joined the Marines. And so I actually had the Marines recruiter come to my house to persuade my father, who's an Army veteran back in the 70s. And he was like, you're not joining the Marines. You're not joining the Army. You're going to either Air Force or Navy. And so when the recruiter came to my house and tried to persuade my father, he left. And I thought my father was going to be like, okay. And he was like, absolutely not. Wow. So I still joined the Air Force, and I'm so glad I did. If I could go back in time, I would choose the Air Force 1,000 times.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. It's funny that your dad was, but you respected your father's opinion, and there's nothing, and it worked out for you. So
yeah, it did. Yeah.
All right. So you have your own business now. So you're an entrepreneur, basically.
Yes, sir.
And sounds like you want to help other people who want to start their own business.
Yeah, that's
correct. So tell us, how are you helping people?
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. So what I found is that, you know, there's a whole group of people out there, especially veterans, who they get into personal development and they start to really enjoy empowering people, inspiring people. They have like some kind of spiritual journey. I didn't know this when I first started it, but they don't know how to monetize that. And in fact, they go on social media and they start posting all these things about change, and they kind of look like freaks, to be honest, you know? And so I help them take that passion or find their passion and then show them how to make it marketable. So it's sexy, it's exciting, and it's a very big value that they're solving, like very valuable, I mean. So I have the whole steps. The process that we actually use is Facebook groups. Facebook groups is a great way for someone to get sales. So I actually show them how to create a coaching program where they'll be able to enroll premium clients for anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000, and to use Facebook groups to find these people organically for free. Because if you're starting out, I'm a firm believer that you don't need to go to investors and find $100,000. I mean, it depends on what business you are. Just the approach that I show them how to do it is that you can use this process, start a Facebook group, and make it to $10,000 fairly, like within a couple of months. My last client enrolled his first $2,000 client in about 6 weeks.
Well, that's some big bucks. That's serious money.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the end of your military career real quick.
Yes,
when
sir.
When you separated from the Air Force, did you go right into coaching, or were you looking for work? What was going through your mind? Because I kind of want to kind of show people the path of where you were and where you are now.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, honestly, when I was in the Air Force and I was about to transition, first of all, I was scared. I was scared to get out, and there was a lot of programs like Boots to Business, and I was going to these programs, and I really didn't know what the heck I wanted to do. I was thinking about being a FedEx driver. I wanted to own my own business, and so FedEx had, something that was palatable where I could drive my own routes, but it was super expensive to get started.
Okay.
Then I wanted to own a Subway. You know, I'm thinking $80,000 a year. It's not bad, but then it costs like $150,000 to start a Subway. I didn't have that, so. I had no idea what I wanted to do. So what I started doing was, I was like, if I want to be wealthy, I got to surround myself with wealthy people. And then I went on Google, just like I moved to Colorado. Like, to move to Colorado, I Googled, where's nice weather? I Googled, at that time, where do you find wealthy people? And I didn't really get any answers, to be honest, for that one. But what I did was, I started going on YouTube, and I just started surrounding myself with people that were wealthy, and they were talking about what it takes to be wealthy. And what I found was, it's about mindset, it's about being positive, it's about giving before you receive, it's about how you treat people, things that I didn't think that they would talk about at the time. And so one of the people who were talking about these things referred me to something called search engine optimization, which was super cool to me at the time. It's basically, how do you get a company on the first page of Google? So when I transitioned, I actually moved into my mom's. All right. So a little skip in the story. When I was active duty, I found that at the end of the month, I'd only have like $300 or less left. And it was very hard to live like that. So anyway, I moved in with my mom because I didn't have that much money. And then I started learning SEO nonstop. Rain, hail, sleet, snow. I'm studying it. I'm reading, going through the course all day. And 8 months later, I learned how to do SEO. Huge problem now. How the heck do I sell it? And so I'm like, man, I don't know anything about business. I'm going to these attorneys. I'm like, what, 24 years old, 25 years old. And I'm saying, give me $4,000 a month for 8 months. I don't know if it's going to work because Google controls this thing and I've never done it before. But it's going to cost me money, so I can't do it for free. But pay me about $4,000 a month and I could probably get you on the first page of Google after 8 months. It's a horrible sale. It's horrible. It was terrible. And so I started networking. I started getting really connected, and I started finding a skill that I had was connecting with people. And that was fun. And I loved doing that. And I loved the way that they loved my energy being around them. So I'm starting to learn about myself through this process. And then every day I'm driving and I'm listening to personal development. Started running out of money. I got a job at a solar company. The owner was 28 years old. I didn't know he was the owner. He just heard me. He heard how I understood how solar panels work because of my avionics job. It just clicked. And so he then said, hey, come with me. We're going to drive around my car. I'm going to teach you sales. And then that's when I started realizing, hey, this guy is 28 years old. He's a millionaire. He owns two companies. This is possible. And I knew it's possible. So at that point, I then realized what I was missing in my business. The marketing, I didn't have a sales process, how to generate leads. I didn't have a sales process of what to say. I was able to learn sales fairly quickly because I was just repeating what he was saying. So I then realized, okay, I have all the missing pieces. I know how to generate leads. I know how to create a sales process. I know how to put everything together. But like, how the heck do I just monetize my passion for helping people?
I was going to ask you, back to your military career real quick, because you're helping veterans.
Yes, sir.
What did you find what you learned in the military to be helpful for where you are now? Some of the skill sets that you learned, working on jets and then just being in the Air Force in general.
Yes, certainly. Now, here's the thing. How does Jets connect with business? That not precisely, but when you're a veteran and you go through boot camp, you kind of lose who you are a bit. Now, if somebody asked me this while I was active duty, I may have said, I don't really know what you're talking about. But it wasn't until I transitioned out of the military and moved back to my hometown to realize I'm not the same guy I was when I left. And the process that I had to go through to find myself is actually what gave me the skills of becoming an entrepreneur. And after I have about 50 veteran clients that I'm working with right now.
Okay.
All of them, the same exact scenario. All of them. It's crazy.
And what is VetBoss?
VetBoss, yeah. So VetBoss, we're helping transitioning veterans start a six-figure coaching business. That's our mission. That's what we do. Okay. And so, yeah, that's it in a nutshell. We also have a Facebook group. The Facebook group is called VetBoss. Mm-hmm. And so that is what it is. It's really helping a veteran become a boss, become an entrepreneur, be able to create a legacy, all that good stuff.
What advice do you have for someone that maybe in their heart they know that they want to be an entrepreneur, they want their own business, but maybe they're not sure what it is they want to do? Is it open a restaurant? Is it a construction company? Solar, you mentioned, coaching. How do you find that? How do you find the, take the passion that you have and then turn it into something real? What advice do you have?
Yes, I would say the normal thing to do would be to first think, where can I make a lot of money? That's what I find most people do in the beginning.
Okay.
And so my advice to them would be, don't think that way. Think of, what do I love doing? Because if you do it for the money, that's not wrong, because that's what a job is. That's how we survive. But you have to be a little counterintuitive and just really focus on what you love to do, even if it seems impossible that you can monetize that thing. It's very possible. So that's the advice I would give.
Terrific advice. Yeah. Well, someone is listening to you right now, Elijah.
Yeah.
And they want to reach out to you. What do they need to do?
First of all, my cell phone's always open. You know, you got my number is 410-404-6444. Actually, what I'd really, really like you to do, though, of course, my line is always open. We have a powerful community of about, at the time of recording right now, 3,500 veterans that are entrepreneurs. And the most feedback that I hear is that the group is so uplifting on Facebook groups. So if you go to Facebook and you go to groups, you can type in VetBoss. As of right now, there's 3,500 of us, veteran entrepreneurs that are some active duty, some transitioning, some are veterans. And they are so positive and uplifting. I mean, people literally call each other from the group. Right now, it's one of the most interactive and uplifting veteran groups out there. So I would definitely love you to just join the community and consume some of the free content that we have out there to learn how to do this stuff.
Sounds like a good support system, and support is very important. That's how people learn, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. You hit it on the nail.
All right. Would you like to talk about leadership, business mastery, and self-mastery, and the part that part of VetBoss? Yeah.
Absolutely. So what I developed, the formula that I developed to help veterans start a six-figure coaching business is actually called MEPS. So before boot camp, if anybody doesn't know, go ahead, please.
I was going to say there's a military acronym right there.
So it's called MEPS, right? So you have marketing, enrollment process, product, systems, and self-mastery. So business mastery is combining all those things. A lot of times you hear it's about sales. Like, if you're better at sales, your business is going to blow up. And I say, yeah, well, what about marketing? And to get someone to understand that in 10 seconds, you don't go to the Apple store to get sold on buying an iPhone. You were sold the iPhone, and then you went to the Apple store to buy the iPhone. So that's marketing. A lot of people get started with no marketing. So you have marketing, you have your enrollment process, right? So when you get to the Apple store, they basically have a process to help you buy it. And if they were completely awful at that, you may leave the store. So you want to get that really right, right? Mm-hmm. And then product, you have to have a really valuable product that's actually valuable, right? And then you want to have systems so you can save your time and spend more time with the family so you can really scale your business. And then my favorite is the self-mastery portion. What I found is you have to be on your game when it comes to starting a business, because your business will never outgrow you. So you have to always be diving into personal development. What do I mean? Go ahead and listen to Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, all these different people. Always invest in yourself. And my biggest one in self-mastery is two things. Actually, my biggest two. One, finding your purpose. So all of the veterans who go through my program, I show them how to find their purpose, even if they think it's impossible, and write it down in a sentence. Because if you have what I call is when you're transitioning out of the military, you're also transitioning into a new purpose. Mm-hmm. Your purpose goes from serving the country, then you kind of lose your purpose. So when you find your purpose, it helps with self-mastery, because any of the masters will say you have to be purposeful. And then the next one is time mastery. You have to really know how to master your schedule to really be able to leverage time, because we all have 24 hours in a day. But how the heck do people like Jeff Bezos do what's like 50 lifetimes of mankind in one lifetime? And if you look at how these high performers are using their time, mm-hmm. it's pretty incredible.
Elijah, what would you say is your greatest achievement since you started Vet Boss?
I would say when a veteran comes to me and they say, Elijah, you better help me find my purpose because I don't think it's possible. And they contact me a few weeks later and they say, Elijah, thank God for you, or you're doing God's work. Because I'll tell you what, when I transitioned, I was in the Bible heavily and I wanted to help people with, you know, things that were spiritual in that aspect. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to, I call it staying in my lane, like helping people with something that I find is really valuable, like starting a business. But by doing that, they're now telling me I'm doing God's work. So my biggest accomplishment is really helping other people successfully. You know, it's one thing to start this, but it's another thing for them to say, you're helping my family.
To borrow somebody else's phrase that I've heard on the radio, it's mm-hmm. work that matters. Any advice you want to give a veteran right now that they're mm-hmm. and like you said, mm-hmm. they're getting ready to maybe they're not a veteran yet. Yeah. They're getting ready to become one. Their separation is coming, or they're getting retire. They're nervous about the future. What would you like to say to them?
Yeah, I would say that please join the group. And the reason why I would say that is because there's tons of different paths out there because it's the information age. Mm-hmm. So there's so much information out there. And it took me 3 to 4 years to find the right information. Mm-hmm. That's why my clients are able to do what took me years in 6 weeks. So I'd say join the group. And then I'd also say, realistically, you may be at a dark time, honestly, because transitioning is really rough and there's a lot of things that one would go through. But I would say hang on tight, hold on, because that time that you're going through is really going to be what's going to leverage you and make you a kick-ass entrepreneur if that's something that you're looking to do. And everything will be okay. And like I said, VetBoss has a great support system.
That's great. And just go to Facebook, you said, and type in Vet Boss.
Yes, sir.
That sounds good. And it's free to join.
Absolutely free to join.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Final question I have for you, because we like to learn just a little bit of extra information about our guest. Cool. What do you do when you're not involved in Vet Boss? What do you do for fun?
Oh, man, I'm a typical entrepreneur. So when I'm not working on my business, I'm spending time with my wife and enjoying our three little white Maltipoos that we have.
Okay.
Yeah. So we drive all around Colorado in our off time. There's some sand dunes out here. So we even, a few weeks ago, we went to a place that looked like Egypt, like the sand. Well, what I imagine Egypt looks like in the movies, like in Aladdin, you know, where you see the sand hills. So,
right.
Yeah, we like to explore Colorado. And I really like to just keep thinking about how I can help veterans more and more and more.
Well, before we went on the microphone, I asked you, were you stationed at Peterson as your last duty station? Yeah. And you said you weren't. Mm-hmm. So where was your last Air Force station?
Yeah, it was actually Nellis Air Force Base.
Okay, and for the benefit of those folks who don't know where that is located in?
Nevada.
Near
Las Vegas.
So you moved east a little bit.
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, well, terrific. Well, again, thank you for everything you do for veterans. It sounds like you can just... When I hear your story, I can tell you're passionate about what you do, and you love what you do. There are so many key takeaways, and maybe one day we'll read a book that you write.
Yeah, possibly.
All right. Well, terrific. Elijah Best, he is a veteran. He's with Vet Boss, helping veterans launch coaching businesses. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And we'll be back in just a couple of moments. Mike Lewis in for John Register. This is Tactical Advantage.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
In today's tough economic times, it can be hard to make sure you're working with companies that have your best interest at heart. Because of this, you can count on the Wire Nut to go the extra mile to make sure that you and your investments are protected. You can trust the Wire Nut for licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. The Wire Nut is your complete home service company. They strive to make sure you are comfortable in your home and that your home is safe. Call the Wire Nut Home Services at 719-465-5902. Online at thewirenut.com. Proud sponsor of the Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And that does it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Another edition of Tactical Advantage in the books. Here's some of the upcoming events to include on your calendar coming up at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. The music program is every Monday at 5 p.m. The Art Expression Group meets at 5:30 Mondays. Yoga Tuesday at 5 in the afternoon. The Reboot Group meets Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. And that helps veterans and their family members overcome trauma. Family Art Expression is every Wednesday evening at 5:30. The Women's Veterans Group meets every Friday at 12:30, Tai Chi Saturdays at 10 in the morning, and the next food distribution for people in need is August 26 at 11 a.m. This is in collaboration with Care and Share, Norris Penrose Event Center, and Joey's Pizza at the Penrose Event Center. The Sanctuary Charity Golf Tournament is August 17th and benefits vets and their families at the Sanctuary Golf Course. We want to thank all of our guests today for their knowledge and wisdom, and of course, we want to thank you for listening and tuning in to the show on KPPF and the podcast on Podbeam and wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you next week for the next Tactical Advantage. And as John Register says, go forth and inspire your world.
This has been Tactical Advantage with John Register, heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KPPF, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wire Nut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Listen to the companion podcast on kppfradio.podbean.com. Tactical Advantage is a production of KPPF, 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, and 95.7 FM.